Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world. Welcome, everybody. This is our Father's Day show tonight, and of course, coming up on Sunday, Daddy's Day. Happy, healthy Father's Day to everyone, and that includes the moms who have to double up at the dad, all right? And I was trying to think, you know, what kind of a show to present for Father's Day, and it occurred to me that the best thing to talk about is safety. You know, everybody's conscious of safety, and you can never really get enough safety. And in thinking of people and disabled dads in particular who are trying to keep their children safe, you know, it comes to mind that many, many dads are not safe, especially when you know, crossing streets with their child. But like, if you're visually impaired or disabled, and you have to negotiate, an intersection where you can't read the traffic light. Now, here's an example of less safety, you know, that a lot of people would have, because the law is not strong and it's not enforced to put up a traffic light that everybody can access. And, you know, some people don't like the accessible pedestrian signals. Well, you know, that's their choice. If you don't like it, don't use it. But it should be there for everyone to... What's all that noise in the background? Stop that noise, please.
I don't know what it is.
I hear all kinds of clanking noise. You got to stop that. And so, because the law is not strong enough and there's no enforcement, many, many people in this country have to cross the street and not be as safe as they should be or could be. And that's a thought, especially for disabled dads who have to, you know, responsibility and crossing the street and trying to keep the child safe. You're walking with a child. So what we need in that case is a strict law that makes the states put up a traffic light, wherever there is a traffic light, put up a traffic light that everybody can read, because you never know who's going to walk down your block. You know, it could be somebody in a wheelchair who can't see good, somebody who visually impaired, someone who is not sure of the light, has partial vision, or someone who's developmental disabled and doesn't understand and yet can access the light. There's all kinds of different situations and different disabilities, and many of those disabilities belong to disabled dads. And so there's a way that we, you know, that people are not safe. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and as we're including, and I think I'm going to make that official tonight, we're including in our announcement when we talk about the Akitas, reminding the politicians about what we call the dog at the door with the schools. You know, get those trained dogs out there. Now's the perfect time. School's going to be out soon, if it's not already in some places. Get those dogs out there. Get the officers, you know, put the metal detectors in. Do it over the summer. See, the problem is politicians don't listen to us. We know what we need for our lives. And they don't listen to us. And we know how to improve this system because we live it. It's as simple as that. So get the dogs out there. Akita makes a great candidate for a protection firearm dog. And I'm sure the Big East Akita Rescue would did in exploring that. All right, 609-388-7004 on the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And we thank them. Hey, Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and check it out. Tell him you heard about it on Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island is the program, and it's run by volunteers. You need the food, just call the number. We'll give you the number in a minute. You don't have to give them your life story. You know, just tell them you have a need for the food, and when they're able to do it, they also have veterinarian services. All right, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. That's the guy's name. Again, 631-484-3085. I want to thank Silo for their help. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp and all of our friends. I want to thank Olga Murray for her help and insight. She's going to be taking care of our nonprofit status and make sure it's up to date and all that.
Okay.
We thank her for that and all the other help. All right, Insight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. That's the, I guess you'd call it the office number. All right. Inner Sight. And we're here every night, every weeknight, I should say, every weeknight, 8 to 9. Talking tonight and saluting all the dads, and especially the disabled dads who are at a disadvantage. And, Engineer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're there, okay. In that case, I'll give out the number, 213-816-1650. Any disabled dads who would like to call in? We welcome that. One of the biggest problems that we have, and this includes many fathers who are disabled, is dealing with service dog school. Now, I got my first guide dog when I was 18. All right. I got married when I was 21. And had two daughters. Now, all during their school, you know, until they got old enough to go on their own by themselves, all during their school years, I walked them to school with my guide dog, you know, and that made a big difference in the safety and the traffic. You know, I couldn't read the lights. I had to go by the movement of the cars and the traffic. So it was a big difference. You know, here I come as a disabled father trying to get the child to school and keep him safe and all that. And the dog definitely made the difference. So, a big, big reason why there should be a law to protect people, and we're talking now specifically about disabled dads, all right? Protect people who are denied a guide dog. I mean, it's not only the person you're denying. You know, what if they have children? And they got to get the child to school. You got to walk. You know? Look at the degree of safety that is robbed from you because an agency made a decision and there's nothing to gauge it whether they made the right decision. There's no law. There's no protection. There's no licensing of the schools. So there's I'd like to know, and I don't think we'll ever get the answer, but I'd like to know how many disabled dads, fathers, and let's include the mothers in that who have to double up as dads. How many disabled dads will be denied a service dog this week? Somebody go ahead and Google that. I just want to see what it says.
Doing that.
Can you
now.
Google that? Huh?
Yeah, I can. Yes, I can.
Yeah. And watch your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
So there's a question, you know, and it involves safety. I mean, that dog, your guide dog, can make the difference between life and death. You know, and there's a big difference between walking with a cane and walking with a guide dog. Big difference, world of difference. And thousands of people, I suspect, thousands of people, many of whom are dads or moms doubling up as dads, will be denied this week all over this country. And you know, let's put the whole world in. There's guide dog schools in many guide dog schools in England, Israel. I think there's one in Australia, all over the world. You know. So, how many will be denied this week? Therefore, because there's no law to protect them, they need that dog and won't be able to get any justice. And because of the denial of the school, child more in danger. You know, when you're walking with your child and you're blind or disabled and you don't have your dog. Now, does the school, I'm sure that the school that denies you the dog does not take that into consideration.
No.
And if they do, that makes them even worse on the denial. What?
I did a quick search, and there is how many people are denied entrance with the guide dog, but not
how many
people.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. Let me finish. How many disabled dads are denied a guide dog this week? Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
I put that in.
In other words, the internet is twisting around our question because they can't answer it.
Basically. If you want to say it that way.
That's what it is, see. Now, that in of itself creates an unsafe situation, you know, because you can't go to a politician and say, hey, 75,000 dads were denied this week, many of whom have children, and they got to walk in the street with their children without their guide dog. How do you know the school made the right decision? See, you can't throw that information at a politician. Because it doesn't exist. I mean, it's like people are nothing. People don't count. You know? The safety doesn't count. So they're giving you how many are denied entrance of a facility?
Yeah.
That's a damn stupid-ass disgrace. That they can't even answer a simple question.
You get that, and you get other things, like mostly related to the school denied or the dog being denied or, you know, anything related to that, that's what you're getting a lot of. But if you were looking towards, you know, having the way in which you worded it, which was specific, it's very specific, and yet it's not even touched upon all over the internet. Right now.
You don't get the answer to your question.
No, you don't.
You know? And people will tell you, oh, you can find anything you want on the internet. Yeah? Where? Where is it?
Where it serves somebody. You got that right.
Bunch of bull.
You can find it. But if it serves somebody to list it in the wrong manner or list it in which it's not the right, you know, words in the way they're ordered.
Well, you mean to tell me that question doesn't... Excuse me, what? Yeah.
No, I said that it's turned around. It's warped the question in my eyes. Because it's not saying that, wait a second, you're a father, you have just been denied your guide dog this week. How many are you? That's basically what the nitty-gritty of what it's saying.
In other words, that question is not serving the disabled community?
That's right.
Of course it is.
It is?
Of course it is. I mean, I'm only one person. I'm a disabled dad. I was denied.
I know. More than one.
Yeah.
More than one.
And I know that there are thousands and thousands more.
Yep.
So there you have it, world. No answer to the question, which means that people can't get protection because that information does not exist. And when we approach the politician who's on his way out now, thank God. When we approach the politician to subpoena the Commission for the Blind to find out how many people have been denied, he wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't.
I mean, people have a right to know, especially if you've donated money to get this blind person a dog. Don't you have a right to know?
Yeah.
What happened to the money?
A lot of money. They rank in a lot of money. They do.
So there you have it. You know?
School that, what was the name of the school that you went to and then they stopped collecting, I can't remember the name of it, stopped collecting money for that school because they had too much money?
Oh, that was the, no, they didn't have too much money. The Sons of Italy got pissed at them because they were raising money for them right here on Long Island. The chairman of the Sons of Italy, who was a guy who he worked up in Albany, he worked for the state, in fact, he ordered the committee that raised the money not to give any money to the school for that year. Because they wouldn't give me a guide dog. And I said, what the hell do you mean? We don't care if Frank sings on the subway, so what? He's blind, he needs a dog.
That's right. You know?
Yeah, that was the school out here on Long Island, the foundation.
Yep.
So,
the
one fact in of itself that we just, the point we just made, that the information doesn't exist for all the disabled dads denied this week, that one fact should be enough for the state legislator in this state and around, and the feds around the country, to enact emergency legislation that all the guide dog schools must be immediately licensed, and that we should have the right to go to federal court under the ADA if we denied the safety of a service dog. That one fact, the fact that you can't find the information, how many disabled dads are denied, should bring that about in the eyes of InnerSight. So there you have it. Our number here is 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Gonna look now.
Huh?
Wait, I have to get to the other screen.
Oh, you got
to
look.
All
right.
All
right. And in the meantime, after you do that, let's get the Able News on.
Ooh, we got a hot board, and we got Louie waiting.
Well, Louie's on tomorrow night, but we have any other callers besides Lou?
Yeah, we do. We have a 631 area code and somebody who 455. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. But basically, they'd like to talk.
All right. InnerSight and talking tonight about disabled dads and how there's not enough protection for those of us who are disabled and have the responsibility of children, and will take a phone call and we'll tell you about
then,
the dads in the nursing home in a little bit.
Okay.
All right, who we got online? InnerSight Live. Hello.
My EBT card. Come on, you had it earlier. You can't know what's going on.
Hello?
It's got to be in your phone for me, has it not?
Right.
Hello?
Well, I can't. Yeah, wait, let me do it again.
You got it.
Hello?
We found it.
Because you said your niece goes through that thing. I'm not shooting out.
Hello?
Thank you.
You're live on the air. You want to talk on the program? Hello?
I don't know what's going on with my phone.
No,
we have
not
been
nothing.
Get over here.
How do you like this at?
I don't want it.
I'm Mickey Hatt.
Come on over here. All right,
let's take another call. Leave that. There's a mix-up there. There's some kind of a... caller, if you want to speak on the air, call back, please.
Yes, please.
Who else we got?
We've got Louie.
And beside Lou.
Me. That's it. It's that caller, basically. And he wants to speak on the air.
No other callers? All right, so...
Anthony did call, but he went off the air.
All right. Do the Able News,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to do something very special. But do the Able News.
Okay. Here it comes.
InnerSight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and we thank Angela, Melanie, for the ad and remembering Inner Sight. And we remember all the disabled dads and all the dads who have passed away in nursing homes because the state would not allow them to be in their own home. The state has that blood on their hands. Now, that's an Inner Sight statement, and I don't care who likes it and who doesn't like it. All right? I'm not retracting it. So all the disabled dads, we honor you, and we feel badly that we don't have the money to keep people in their own home. And I want you to, if you want to, talk about your dad, because he's one of them.
Oh, yeah. My dad had, Alzheimer's. More towards the vascular dementia. He was placed in a nursing home because they told us strictly that he was only going to get 4 hours per day. And my mom's half his size at the time, and she couldn't even lift him. And I'm on a wheelchair and have home care myself. So my mom chose, a nursing home that she had went to years ago, physical therapy. Now, let me tell you something. She didn't want to put my dad in a nursing home at all, and neither did I. We were sitting there, car, and literally cried because we had to put my dad, we had to sign him in to the nursing home. We hated it, every bit of it. First nursing home he was in, boy, oh boy, we felt that he might be burnt if he said something that's out of the ordinary or whatever. So we took him out of that first nursing home and put him into another nursing home that actually was where he passed on. It was very hard. Now mom's passing, we had two nursing homes involved, and we took him, my mom, out of the nursing home where my dad used to be, and we put her close to where, I live. But guess what? She passed away because they were the COVID restrictions, and she had no mental stimulation at all with her dementia. She had Lewy body dementia. It doesn't matter what dementia you have, they all end in the same place. They end in your death. Now, people were very insulted.
Well, they don't believe in any other treatment.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No alternative treatment.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to go back in my culture, okay, which happens to be Mideastern, all right, and Italian, a mix. Anyway, just say, wait a second here. This is not right, okay? You look back, and everybody took care of everybody else. What I'm meaning by that is you had your grandmother in the same house. You all grew up in the same house, and you were multiple, families who actually helped each other out. Let me tell you, if that were to happen now in America, I think everybody would be, happier, I think, because my grandmother and my grandfather's
be safer.
They never, yeah, they'd be safer too, much safer. So,
your dad died in a nursing home, in the midst of a corrupt governor who didn't care about people, who went ahead and became a womanizer and so on and so forth, and who took advantage of people who wouldn't get them out and get them into their own home where they'd be safer, and of course then provide the help that they need. I mean, you're talking about a lousy 4 hours.
That's right.
That they wouldn't give him.
That's right.
And then the nursing home caused him to demise and go down and get worse and worse and worse, and then the inevitable.
Right.
But that is not safety. The home is a lot safer. Your own home is a lot safer than
I know what you meant. Yeah, it's true. My grandmother now she had Alzheimer's also. Now, would that be not a surprise if I said, oh, she had cancer, God forbid, or whatever it was. Anyhow, she got pushed down 2 flights of stairs first time, and then she got the hip fixed. And then she got pushed down again, a whole flight of stairs, by the same nursing home, because they sent her right back to the same nursing home. Now, you tell me that I wasn't going to cry over that? I cried like crazy, because I knew she was a sweet and innocent person, but just got disoriented once in a while. And we built that nursing home, my father, my mother, and I, out of my dad's sweat, and it was more like an adult home. But no matter which way you turn it, an adult home, a nursing home, I'm going to, most of those things, they're the same in my eyes. They just neglect you. They put you in a
The only thing that nursing homes are good for is accessible housing. Turn them into accessible housing.
That's correct.
And give people the safety. And in this case, of course, we're talking about disabled dads who would have a lot more safety in their own home. And
that's why
Innersight is planning a news conference in September and to include all, of course, and try to get this thing solved by creating housing, accessible housing. And there's a great need for housing, a much greater need for housing than there is for nursing homes. That's for sure. And we have the Independent Living Center out here in Silo that will attest to that. They deal with it all the time.
Yes, they do.
People who are eligible, they can set people up to get out of the nursing home and help them with some money, but then the housing is not there. See?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. Turn the damn nursing homes into housing. Then the housing will be there.
That's true.
That's the answer. And that's the solution.
I'm sorry. You know how many people suffer with being placed into, it's not coming out of my head today. Instead of being in a nursing home and suffer and not have the right things there for you, what happens is if you have, these people trying to push you into a circumstance where you don't want yourself, guess what happens? You have these dysfunction when that happens. Your mind goes further downhill when you're not even near family. Family helps you, friends help, a whole lot of things help you, but not the nursing home. And then here's the thing that I can't help but think is how many disabled people, they could put this right into a Google thing, how many disabled people are in homeless shelters because they can't get a good place to live, and what, people are holding on to real stiffly, I should say holding on to, is the fact that, they don't need, accessible housing. They have a nursing home to live in. Oh, they don't need accessible housing. They have this to live in or that to live in. Yeah. Try coming by the homeless shelter once in a while and take a good look at all the disabled people in there. There's a lot.
Well, I don't think that's going to do anything. People, we need a law. We need enforcement. I want to try the Google again.
Yep.
How many disabled dads have died in nursing homes in the last 10 years? Let's see if this computer will give you some information. Let's see how smart. They call all these things smartphones. Smart devices? Well, to me, they're not so damn smart. Where's the information? I don't see where they're so smart. So you want to try that. How many disabled dads have died in nursing homes in the last 10 years? Let's see what we get.
In the last 10 years?
Yeah. Try to Google that. And in the meantime, my friends in Pennsylvania, her dad got dementia and got progressively worse, and they took care of him for as long as they could, and then the same damn crap. They wouldn't give them the help to keep him at home, and they couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it anymore. My friend is he's almost totally blind, and she couldn't do it all on her own. They wouldn't give him the help. They told him, you gotta put him in a nursing home. Sure. And then they took his money.
Are
you
going to be
surprised? What?
I said, are you going to be surprised if you hear me say nothing? Meaning there's nothing that
nothing,
came back
right?
from that. Nothing.
Again,
yep.
no information on that statistic, right? In other words, who cares about disabled dads? That's the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no safety. There's no safety in nursing homes.
No, there isn't.
There is no safety, as far as I'm concerned, in nursing homes. And the money is wasted.
Yep.
All right, InterSight, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there want to call in? And you want to talk about your dad or safety concerning disabled dads? How many dads in a wheelchair are unsafe? In this country, because the ADA is not strong enough.
We have Joe, a good friend, who I'd like to bring on. He probably has a great. Something about this. He might have some input. So let me see.
838. Yeah, 838 New York, Inner Sight, and we'll get Joe on the air.
Here he comes. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Suzanne. Hello, Frank. I came because you had a very interesting headline. You said, "Are dads safe?" and talking about the disabled. Now, you've talked about the disabled before. But when you start saying, are dads safe? See, that piques your curiosity because people don't know if you're talking about disabled dads, healthy dads, and in what situations. So I called in to find out, and I just heard the tail end about dads in wheelchairs. So are you talking about dads in general or dads who are disabled?
Well, I'm talking about dads who are both. I said at the outset of the show, we include all dads, but especially the disabled, because the law is very weak and doesn't provide any protection. And we have so much proof of that, that it's just crazy. Proof after proof. It took them 4 years to put up an accessible light here where I live. 4 years, over 4 years.
Same with me.
So, you know, there's no enforcement.
No, and the government doesn't care. The government doesn't care about people in general. They especially probably won't. Yeah, they probably won't care about the disabled in particular or anybody else on the lower socioeconomic end of the totem pole because they're scum. And I say that because they have acted in such traitorous ways towards the American people in general, but I think it's fairly accurate to label them as such. So when you say disabled dads, yeah, because if they don't have wheelchair access, if they have to climb upstairs, if they don't have elevator access, or if they have people who are, let's say, retail clerks who take a look upon the disabled or older people in nursing homes as useless entities, then that also is a factor to deal with. But how are dads, healthy dads, or are you talking about healthy dads as being in danger as a result of nursing homes?
Well, healthy dads can be vulnerable to the nursing homes too. They live long enough,
yes.
They're going to be one of us. And there it is.
Okay.
Where do you think they're going to put them?
All right.
Yeah.
Because like you, you see, your audience needs an explanation. You may have explained it before, but I didn't hear it, so I didn't know exactly what you meant.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I appreciate you clarifying that, you know. We were talking about how many dads, and we couldn't get the information on this one, how many dads this week have been denied service dogs. To say that this would be disabled dads. How many disabled dads have been denied service dogs? There's no information on that.
Nope.
They don't tell you. You can't find out. That's why there's no law, because you can't give the politicians information. If you could give them information, they would be obligated to create a law like that.
Now you're being too benign towards them. I'll bet you they have the information. Their staff probably has information. I bet you they've had subcommittee hearings on nursing homes, but they don't give a shit. A shit.
Yeah, but
they
it's not up on the internet. You're right about that, Jim.
Maybe the public doesn't have access to it on the internet, but our representatives, who we elect in order to protect us, and they know that a certain percentage of the population, let's say disabled vets, disabled non-vets, that's a voting public. If they don't care about them, and they are the least, most vulnerable of our population, then how do you describe them as anything but scum?
Yeah, you're right. And that makes them worse. If that information is there, like you're saying, and they know it, and they're not acting on it, that makes the son of a bitches worse.
That's right, exactly. And that's
there
their job. If their job is to protect us in general, and that means everybody, and disabled people are part of everybody, and like I said, the most vulnerable. And if they don't act upon protecting the most vulnerable, then how can you describe them as anything but scum?
Yeah, you're right. I won't vote for any politician anymore unless they step up and specifically do something to help us, you know?
Right.
And I can tell them exactly what to do.
Yeah, and you and the other people that you know, Suzanne, other organizations, you should let them know. You should let them know. I know, and I would say in no uncertain terms, because, you know, people are always recommending, if you contact your congressman, always be respectful. Fuck that. Let them know, hey, we elected you, Mr. or Ms. blah, blah, blah. What the hell are you doing about this? Because that was, especially if it was one of the campaign promises. You should hear me grill a politician. I've actually had the opportunity on Blog Talk Radio when a talk show host have allowed me to grill a politician, to grill the politician like I'm a prosecuting attorney and they're in the and the witness chair. Because that's the way I think of them, as the enemy. And they should be treated that way until proven different.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's horrible.
I totally agree. You know,
damn,
the sad
horrible.
Part is, well, I
we
got
have,
some, remember the, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, no, we had
tell, all right.
The state senators.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Go ahead. Say it.
You want to flip
we
the
have
coin?
The, yeah. We have the support now of the Independent Living Center here. As a matter of fact, I have a meeting tomorrow with the executive director. They just donated $700 to InnerSight because they love our idea about the nursing homes. They're supporting our news conference in September, and we're going to try to blow this thing clear out of the water and let the world know what the hell's going on here, you know, because this is horrible.
Uh-huh.
So we're gaining momentum. We're gaining support. We just got a $2,000 donation from one of the biggest bus companies Suffolk County, New York, because they like what we're doing. We're gaining
hey, congratulations
momentum.
Congratulations to both of you for that for those accomplishments. Congrats.
Yeah. We're moving up. We're making the point. We're sending out tweets. We have 115,000 plus listeners. You know,
mm-hmm.
We're going to get this job done. I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because anybody, because I also go to a talk show that focuses on prisoners who are still incarcerated and how
yeah.
they're being mistreated. I think anybody in society who is being mistreated, even the incarcerated, especially the, you would be surprised how many innocent people are incarcerated. You even especially
oh, yeah.
be more surprised about how many people plead guilty to a crime that they and the DA know are innocent. The defendant
yeah.
pleads to the crime in order
yeah.
to make sure that the sentence is reduced. And so these are all people of our society who deserve protection from the law, protection from predators. And I think that most of the people in state and federal legislation are the predators themselves.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
No, I agree. A lot of corruption in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
And I'm glad you brought that up, corruption, because that is my major bugaboo. Because everything stems from that. If we had honest politicians,
oh, yeah.
now imagine yourself, Frank, Suzanne, you two guys are in Congress. I'm in Congress. You're honest, ethical. You want to help people. Do you really believe that if you were there, that these laws would be passed, or the indifference that would be that's being directed toward not only the disabled, not only the incarcerated, but also children, sex trafficking, drugs, illegal immigration? I don't think that would happen.
No.
Well, I believe that if we can show and it's factually true that the money being poured into these nursing homes is not needed and the taxpayers are being taken advantage of, that there would be enough of an outcry to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing and help millions of people. I believe that.
That's a good.
And I believe
yeah,
every independent living center in this country
yeah.
is going to support us on that.
We are.
I hope
they
you,
are.
I mean. Yeah, I hope. I'm sorry, Suzanne. Didn't mean to step on you.
No.
I hope you guys are yeah. successful in that particular vein as well, because if you can show the American people now, I don't know how many would react as positively as you would like them to, because if they're not reacting to the inflation, to the thousands of people who are the victims of illegal immigration, because the immigrants form gangs and they kill people, rob, etc., then I don't know how positive, you know, you should be towards their reaction towards what you have to offer. But you still got to offer it anyway, because, again, we're all part of the mosaic of American citizenry. And if their job, if not doing their job properly, they got to be taken out in some way. I wish we had recall functions so that people like Newsom and other inept scumbags could be recalled, taken out, and replaced by somebody else.
I wish we did.
Yeah.
So I would take out a few, but then that's our democracy, you know? You know?
But
we
are a
big
people
job.
That we trust them because that's part of our system. You know, instead of taking up a club or a gun and shooting people when there are conflicts, we elect people to take care of the conflicts in a civilized way. But they don't do that. They take advantage of us, and they do it behind the scenes, and then they actually have the cuñones to come out there, make press conferences, and tell us to our face that the other side is stopping them from doing what they should do, or that there is some other obstacle in the way, and then they tap dance around questions directed at them as to why they're not doing their job. Well, what we have to do is get more money or have a subcommittee. Kiss my ass. Get some shit done and shut up.
Yeah.
It's true. It is.
Freeing up the money that's being spent on these nursing homes would help everybody. Not just the disabled. It would help everybody.
Yep.
$196 billion spent last year.
Holy shit.
Baby.
You know what
that's a lot of money.
Should do to me. Yeah, goddamn right it is. Can you imagine if you showed the American people, hey, look, Americans, look what your goddamn representatives, the ones you voted in there, are doing with $196 billion. I'm going to pick a figure. I'm going to say $10 billion go towards the disabled and $186 billion go towards lobbyists. Are you going to stand for this? You know, something along those lines. Who knows?
Yeah, we're going to point this out in our news conference. And by the way, we have a retired disabled lawyer now helping us with all this.
Hey, cool.
Yep, we're
the progress is being done, and results will be coming.
She's a dynamite lady, and I love her. I'm not going to mention her name because she's going to, when she's ready, you know, she's going to have a lot of ammunition to throw at these people.
Good, because they deserve it. No softballs, throw hardballs, hit them in the head, knock them out.
Oh, hell yeah. Damn right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I'm not going to no damn nursing home, Joe. Hell no.
Hell
no, we won't go.
Hell no.
Hell no.
All right,
I'm moving with the squirrels if I have to, but I'm not going to no damn nursing home.
I don't know.
Neither am I.
Oh, yeah, neither am I. Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, right.
You know. You know, you've only got 6 minutes left of the show, right?
Yes.
I didn't check the time.
15 minutes.
Well, all right. I'll let you guys get back to the rest of the show. All right, guys. Congratulations, and I'll talk to you again. Take it easy, man.
Thanks, Joe. Always love to hear from you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight. And there you have it. Inner Sight tells it like it is, you know. We're on the right track. People are listening to us. And tonight's show, Happy Healthy Father's Day to all, of course. And we're outraged over the non-safety of disabled dead. What?
Louis is still waiting patiently.
Oh, we only got a minute. All right, let's say hello to Louis. Inner Sight.
Okay.
Live.
Louis Rivera. Hello, guys. This is Louis Rivera. Make sure
right.
tomorrow we got a big one on the Follicks. Happy Father's Day to my father on the weekend.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in by at 8 to 9 o'clock on the Follicks. We're going to have a lot of Rosanna, Dana, and Connie and Chrissy and Marty Moore, all right?
We're
going to
have some funny fathers on tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time on the telephony here. Yep.
All right. Louis will be here.
Suzanne. I'm going to have a lot of fun tomorrow.
I know. On my behalf or on Frank's behalf? Meaning, will you make fun of Frank?
Oh, I'm going to tell you about my dad. Oh, what a regular riot he was. The time when he found the dog in the street and he was drinking. I got to tell you the story. Oh,
you mean you found the dog in the street, sir?
He wanted to give the dog a drink. I said, Dad, no.
Give your dog some love drops to the dog.
Don't give that dog any sangria.
No.
I won't give it to him. I'll give him some love drops instead.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. Doggy love drops.
All right.
Yeah, my name is Bowinko.
You want to end
All
up...
All right,
Louie
will be here tomorrow night. Jimmy Dennegan will be here. Oh, we're going to tell you about Jimmy's dad.
Good night.
Tomorrow night. Thank you, Lou.
Tomorrow.
Okay, Lou.
Yeah, don't forget, call in tomorrow.
Okay.
We need more safety for all, and especially for those who are at a disadvantage, people who are disabled, elderly, and so on and so forth. And if the law does not protect us, it must be straightened out. So that's the whole gist of what Inner Sight is about. We have our news conference coming up in September. We're going to be informed about that. We're getting more and more support, and I'm hoping it's going to be a big successful media event to let people know. And it'll be mostly on the nursing homes, how the money should not be wasted on people's lives in these nursing homes. A person should have the right to stay in their own home. So stay within a sight, and let's make it happen. All right?
That's right.
What's give me a number. You got a number?
Yes, it's 115,207, I think. I have to look at it. But it's
all right. We're growing. 115,207. It went over to 200.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.